following podcast is provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC, and Answers for Elders Radio.
And welcome back to Answers for Elders Radio. I am here with Daphne Davis from Pinnacle Senior Placements. And, you know, we've been talking a lot, but one of the things that I get asked a lot, Daphne, is, or not asked, but told, when I speak with people, they'll say, "Mom is too stubborn. She's not willing to do anything." And yet the family is really seeing their, you know, red lights everywhere, you know, hazard, hazard, hazard. What can we do about that?
You know, as I'm preparing for this conversation, I'm thinking about all the stories that this falls under. And there is a myriad of scenarios of how this happens. And sometimes it does take to have a catastrophic thing happen, that the stubbornness just will not be preventative. No matter what we do, you can't do anything about it. And there is that scenario. But more than not, when information is given to someone that is from an objective party, someone who's professional, someone who is good at mirroring who they're listening to, someone who can understand the difference of how to be compassionate and empathetic without being syrupy, to honor that person and have their voice be heard. Usually stubbornness comes from a place of fear, some kind of fear. I'm going to lose something, or I don't know something, or the change is just too hard. I've been in the same house for 55 years. I know how to chair walk. I know how to wall walk. I don't want to relearn it. I'm fine.
And, you know, I always tell families, whenever somebody feels like they're losing their faculties in some way or they feel out of control in an area of your life, you want to hang on to what you know.
That's right.
There's a natural tendency to do that. So when you're talking about fear of the unknown, now you're asking them, they're already feeling off center. Now you're asking them to take this leap of faith to a scenario that they don't know or they may not recognize. And so that is a very difficult scenario, but one that I always say, you know, if you have a parent that's stubborn, don't go at them. And that is the wrong way. They will dig in harder.
That's right. And the thing that I'll throw on to that is that they'll dig in harder with you, the family, than anyone else.
Absolutely.
And that's where you have to have the courage as their advocate, having the courage to invite someone into the equation to help through this process. And not everybody is good at that job. Not everybody can mirror who they're talking to and give honor to someone. That is the key piece, is giving honor to the person so that they know they have choices and they're still in charge. Now, I'm not saying that we don't guide that conversation.
Exactly. And as a professional, you know how to do
that. That's right. And so, it could be the scenario of, I can't leave my spouse. My spouse is perfectly happy and healthy, and they need me, and that's their place of getting fulfilled, and I have to stay in this marriage. But yet that person cannot even get to the bathroom by themselves.
Right.
Or they're falling every day. I mean, that's when you have to have someone other than the children to say, "Dad or Mom, this is what I'm really seeing. And let's talk about how can we keep you together? How can we make this work so that your marriage is intact and you don't have to give up the things that you're afraid of giving up?" Coming from a child, from their child, they know who you are. You're the banker. You're the, you know, ditch digger.
Placate me. I'm the mother.
You're not the expert.
Dad. Yeah. You're not going to tell me what to do.
That's right.
And that is absolutely what goes on with so many families. And,
I
would say that is the number one thing when I get a call from a high school friend or something like that. Dad refuses.
Yeah.
Mom refuses. And I just sit back and say, that's because you're the daughter.
That's it.
That's because you're the son.
Yep.
And I will tell you, that's it.
It is.
That's the magic thing.
It is. It's kind of like you can say the words and I can say, and we can say the same words, but they hear them from a different person. And I have credibility. I'm not the son or the daughter.
Nope.
There's nothing more magical than just that.
Right.
The other piece, though, is having someone be able to know truly what their options are and listening to what really matters. This is another piece of the stubbornness that comes out. Sometimes children or spouses can put people into a box of in their 40s, 50s, 60-year-olds. My dad did this. My dad is this type of person. But we evolve. People evolve. And when you're 80, 85, your life is different.
Very different.
And as children and family members, it's hard to see that difference and to be able to paint a new picture of what life looks like for mom or dad.
And I think more so, they might put on a good front for you even when you come to visit, because they're going to get themselves, like, you know, just prepare. They will get them, turn themselves inside out to be on when
That's
you
right.
come and visit.
And they crash after you're gone. You know, it's like all of a sudden they can pick up their feet. They're not shuffling. All of a sudden they're drinking the water, but they don't any other time. You know, it's simple things like that. And you know what? That's human nature. That's not a slam to any person.
No.
That's just human nature. And for us to be able to work within the confines of who we are as people, mm-hmm. and then be able to say, you know what, Dad? This, you can still have this, this, and this, whatever he's afraid of. But you also get to have no stress in worrying mm-hmm. about A, B, C, D, mm-hmm. F, whatever those mm-hmm. things that are mm-hmm. stressing him. And it's a process of them self-discovering. Mm-hmm. It's not me coming in and saying, well, you need da, 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 da.
No.
It's me coming in and saying, you know, Joe, what things are really important to you? What things you have to have every day that gives you joy? And find out those things. Or I'll ask it and however that person can hear me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's finding out and having them self-discover in that conversation. Mm-hmm. You know, it would be really nice to not have to walk out in the winter rain to go get my mail. My mail sits in the box and then I don't get my bills paid because I don't want to go out in the rain. It's too cold.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to
Or
fall
I didn't get
slip.
My mail for so long that the post office took it back. That's happened a couple times.
Yeah, I mean, those are simple things that they may not even think about.
Yeah,
you know,
very
and
true.
The other thing that... because I have the 18 years of experience, I know kind of what questions to ask that you may not think of.
Absolutely.
That generate a conversation.
Well, and I think it's important to, you know, if you have a one-on-one conversation with that senior away from the kids, oftentimes that senior will be more honest with you than they will to their children. It's important for them as a parent, and you always want to keep them in that role, that you always want to be the daughter or the son.
Yeah.
And to honor the process that, you know, as mom or dad, they're not going to talk about incontinence to
mm-hmm.
you.
Yeah.
They're not going to talk about those things.
Nope, not as openly anyway.
No.
You know, there's another dynamic, and this I'm finding to happen more and more also, is the spousal connection, that a spouse is having to make changes or decisions for their spouse, which is really hard. And that's not so much about the honor. That's more about the guilt and trying to get over the guilt of, you know, quote, giving up on someone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are a lot of people that still say, you know, till death do us part, I will help you, you know, in health and in illness.
Mm-hmm.
But again, there are situations that we cannot anticipate.
No.
And for you to have someone walk beside you that says, it's okay to have this kind of care. And let me tell you the value to you and to your loved one.
Right.
This is a gift to both of you so that you can be a married couple, that you can love each other without the stress of getting up at 2 a.m. every night because someone won't go to the bathroom before they get into bed and then they wet the bed and you're changing sheets. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, something as simple as that can be really debilitating to your relationship
mm-hmm.
of what you really want to do is love that person in a way that you both can share your love.
Well, and that's staying the daughter. It's staying the son. It's not getting into a situation where now you're in charge now, even though eventually you're going to may have to, but that it's a process.
It is a process.
It's honoring the dignity of the role that person mm-hmm. has in their life and letting them still be dad or mom and respecting who
that's
they
right.
are. And I think,
you know,
that's
on
important.
On the stubbornness piece also, there's a thing called respite care.
Yes.
And that can be kind of like testing the water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's assisted living, it's kind of like, let's just go to the hotel for a couple of weeks, Dad, and see what it's like.
Mm-hmm.
No big decisions. Mm-hmm. Just see what it's like and see if the benefit of somebody cooking for you has enough value for you to give up whatever they're
That's
saying.
That's wonderful. Or just Be in touch with a couple of the communities in your neighborhood. And if there are some special events, they would love to have you come and bring dad to maybe they're having a luau or they're having a happy hour or they're having, you know, any sort of special event, you know, Valentine's Day dinner or whatever those things that go on all of the time. You know, they're more than happy to welcome you into their, you know, their community to see just a little bit about what lifestyle is like. And that gives your dad or mom a chance to get to know those that are around. And I think that's really valuable as well.
It is. Very often, along with that stubbornness, I hear, well, that's for old people.
You know? My dad did that.
You know, that's for old people. I'm not an old person
yet. He
was
88 years old. Yeah, those senior centers are for old people. I would laugh.
It's common. It's very common. And it's
very true.
You know what? But that's so telling. They see themselves as a younger person still going to be doing X, Y, and Z.
Yes,
I know
they
still want to go out and play a round of golf. And can I do that if I leave my house?
Absolutely.
Yes.
You know? And you know, really understanding that, you know, at the end of the day, what I will always say to people is, you know, if we make these decisions now, you're part of the, you know, your say is important and you're going to be involved. If you wait till it's too late, you won't have a say.
That's right. That's
and people will
your
do it for you.
Your choices are limited. You know, you wait for the crisis, all of a sudden the window of opportunities and choices of where you can live change dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
And if you would have acquiesce to having a little more support,
right,
at least available and at your fingertips, could have potentially, we don't have the crystal ball, but avoided that fall,
right,
or that break, or you know, the congestive heart failure that got out of control, or
absolutely,
you know, things like that are certainly preventable.
So Daphne at Pinnacle Senior Placements, how do we reach you?
Well, you reach me the easiest way at 855-734-1500. You can also reach us at our website, which is pinnacleseniorplacements.com.
And remember to everyone, Daphne's services are free to you. So there is no downside. Just pick up the phone and call Daphne and she can help you guys in whatever transition that you need to make with your senior loved one.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much, Daphne, for being on the show today.
You are so welcome.
The preceding podcast was provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC and Answers for Elders Radio. To contact Pinnacle Senior Placements, go to pinnacleseniorplacements.com.